set as we broadcast on over 1,000 stations. And then I get to personally host you for a meal, and we will toast WPFW. And it is an amazing time. We call it dinner and a show. You and your special guest. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes directly to WPFW. Go online at WPFW.org. And by the way, you don't have to know when you can come to New York, where Democracy Now! Is based. Just make that call or go online at WPFW.org, make the pledge, and then we'll get in touch with you and work out the details. Maybe you're coming to New York soon or it won't be for a year. This doesn't expire because we don't want WPFW to expire. Again, go to WPFW.org. And thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Good evening. It's just about 6 p.m. in the nation's capital. The name of the show is News Views. My name's Garland Nixon. I'm on Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. Interesting times we got here. You know, WPFW's, we're moving and doing all kinds of stuff. So, and we are on Pledge Drive. So here's what I'm going to do, something special today, holidays and what have you. And for those of you who have known me, a lot of people know me, they know I've been DJing for many, many years. I used to DJ in clubs and stuff, and it was really into house music. So I still play. I still play around all the time at home. I'm always home on the ones and twos in the evening. So I grabbed the mix and emailed it over. So here's the plan. Ready? Here's the plan. I don't know how it's going to work out, but that's the plan. The plan is that I'm going to talk to you from 6 to 6:15, and then I got a mix. I'm going to throw one of my mixes on. I barely remember what's on it, but I think it's probably pretty decent. But at any rate, yeah, I'm always playing around at home making mixes. So we're going to play a mix from, a house mix of mine from 6:15 to 6:45 for 30 minutes. And then I'll come back on and chat again. So 6:15 to 6:45 for 30 minutes. I got a mix ready to go. So let's start here. As you know, I'm going to chat a little bit, but as you know, it is critical that we are in or that you know, we get donations to help keep us going. Our fund drive is, we don't get money from Walmart, Pfizer, Smizer, Blizer, none of them. None of them are sending money, especially with my show. You know good and well, my show, they ain't sending no money. If they were sending any money, they would listen from 6 to 7 p.m. and say, yeah, how about we don't give these people no money because they are radical, revolutionary, crazy people. But at any rate, I'm going to ask you 202-588-9739. And when I play my mix from 6:15 to 7:15, that's the perfect time for people who are going to end up, you know, it's Xmas time. It's Christmas time. It's holiday cheer. So if you could share some holiday cheer, you got to keep this show on. Got to stay on the air. So call 202-588-9739. As I said, from 6:15 to 6:45. I'm going to have a mix on, and that's the perfect time, 202-588-9739, for people to call in and get us to our goal, get us to our goal. Show your love for the show, your love for the station, your love for unadulterated free thinking, and help keep us on the air, 202-588-9739. You can call at any time, but I'm going to put my mix on from 6:15 to 6:45. Perfect time. You know, you can also cash app at $WPFWFM. How's that? And you can go to WPFWFM.org and click the donate button. How easy is that? You know, one of the things that's just something that plopped in my mind here the other day, and you know, the Luigi thing, the guy who shot the head of United Healthcare, and which, you know, I mean, let's face it, anytime anyone gets shot, that's a tragedy. He had wife and kids, or kids at least, apparently. I don't know if he knows his wife, but you know, he had a right to live, whatever. But people get shot every day, and that's something that their reactions to, it could be me right now, right? But what I thought was consequential to discuss a little bit was the reaction. I think I was surprised. And that was, so this guy from United Healthcare, let's face it, people out here know what the deal is on healthcare companies. They know, as you know, I used to have my health insurance license in the D.C. area, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Delaware, Pennsylvania, all of them. And when I was training, I remember the guy telling me before, you know, you got to take your get a test to get your license with the state. And I recall the guy that was, you know, prepping me for my license saying, Garland, insurance companies have to do two things, take risk and pay claims. And he said, and insurance companies don't want to do two things, take risks or pay claims. And, you know, inside, everybody knows the deal, that an insurance company's job is to take your money and not give you anything in return. And that when it comes to health insurance, people always are like, hey, I got health insurance. Everything's great. Don't worry about that until they get sick. And then all of a sudden, they got to get something removed. Something's broken. A giraffe falls on them and breaks every bone in their body, whatever. And they say, all right, here's my card from fill in the blank. And the company calls and says, I'm sorry, we don't cover giraffe crushings or whatever the heck. They always got a reason. And everybody knows that. People know that. And if they don't, when they find out, when they try to use their health insurance, right? People are like, I got health insurance. And then they try to use it and they find out what's not covered, which is lots, right? It's like, hey, I was in an accident or whatever happened. And they're like, sorry, we don't cover that. And you'll be like, well, I didn't tell you what it is. Well, you don't have to, because we don't cover anything, but we will take your premiums again next month, right? And so when this happened, the reaction online was, yay! And I'm like, wow, it surprised me. You know, I didn't expect that. And I saw a poll that said like 40% of the respondents to that poll said they approved of it. They approved of an execution. And I thought, when I thought back, as you probably heard me say this on one time, I said, you know, people are like, yes, there's going to be a civil war. I said, if there's a civil war here, it'll look a whole lot more like the French Revolution than it will like the War of 1860. Trust me there, right? And the first thing I thought of, believe it or not, and I'll connect this, was January 6th. And I'll tell you why. Because let's just say the Democratic Party, as you know, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm an independent, former Democrat. I was a Democrat most of my life. And then I left when I got burned up. When they robbed Bernie the first time, I was out the door, right? But my point is this. So basically, the Democrats' position was, oh my gosh, January 6th, they tried to do something to our democracy. I don't believe we got a democracy. It's an oligarchy, a brutal, vicious, violent, genocidal oligarchy. So you kind of lost me when you said somebody was trying to do something to our democracy. You'd have to believe that it was a democracy. And I don't. But anyway, so the January 6th thing happened. So let me make my point. A significant part of the Democrats' platform was January 6th, right? Trump can't be the president because it's January 6th. Oh my gosh. And I remember this. They said they wanted to hang Mike Pence and they wanted to do terrible things to members of Congress, you know, blah, 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 right? And it flopped. Let's face it. You know, when it came to voting, Americans were like, yeah, I can't pay for eggs anymore right now. So January 6th, you know, dude, have you looked at the price of gas and my rent and my student loans? And so bottom line was this. Amongst the ruling elite, January 6th was a big deal. Because the big deals, you turn on the TV, CNN, MSNBC, oh my God, January 6th, they were coming to get us, right? And remember this, they were going to hang Mike Pence. Well, whether they were or not, that's a whole different argument. But here's my point. After I saw this dude shoot Luigi, and all of these people were like, yay, I wasn't. I'm just observing. I'm never going to celebrate. I don't believe that violence, you know, solves anything. And I'm a person who believes in nonviolence, but I understand defensively violence. Yeah, certainly. But I understand some people believe differently than me, right? But at any rate, all this cheering, people online saying, you better not get me on the jury or I'm going to let him go. And I mean, pictures of him online everywhere and all of these people cheering for him saying, oh, well, his insurance company cost thousands of lives, so he got what he had coming to him. You know, those kinds of things I heard. I was surprised, to be quite frank. I was quite surprised. And then I thought to myself, yeah, no wonder people didn't give a crap about January 6th. You know, when they were like, hey, they wanted to hang Mike Pence. Basically, based on the reaction to old Luigi, they'd have had to stand in line to hang Mike Pence. I mean, right now, basically what I'm seeing, and the ruling elite have not grasped this, they are sharpening up the guillotines out there. People are hot. People are angry. And the truth be told, I think, wisely so, even the people that voted for Trump, that sort, you got the Trump people that love Trump, but there's a lot of people that vote for Trump that aren't pro-Trump. They just were angry at the Democrats, or as they say, any port in a storm. People were like, prices are too high. I'll give Trump a chance. Whatever, right? That's their right to vote for whoever they want to. I may disagree with it, but you can. But I don't need to agree. You can vote for whoever you want. I respect your right to do that. But my point is, at some point, people are going to realize, yeah, no, Trump ain't going to fix things, right? Whoever they, in my opinion, whoever they got, one, would have made it worse, because that's the direction things are going. You know, like 80% of America believe that the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction. It is, as what's his name? As George Carlin said, CTD, circling the drain. You know, a lot of Americans want to believe, you know, we're in a temporary downturn. We're in a temporary, inflation is transient, a temporary No. We're not in a temporary downturn. Inflation is not transient. The United States is not a nation. It's an empire. Nations don't need 900 bases around the world, military bases. You know why you need 900 military bases? Because you're trying to dominate the planet through military domination and violence. So Americans that don't accept that the violence, I mean, what do you need to see beside a genocide to know that the United States is an extremely violent country, that it uses violence to get its way, and that it has 900 bases around it, plus every one of those aircraft carriers is a mobile base to go around and intimidate and murder people and take their stuff. America, you're not on a luxury liner. You're on a pirate ship. Time to wake up. And when they, whatever they tell you about foreign policy is probably a lie. Every war, let's see, did they lie us into two Iraq wars? Yes. Did they, the Spanish-American War, remember the Maine? It was a lie. How about the Vietnam War? Oh, the Gulf of Tonkin incident. It was a lie. It's always a lie. Whatever they're telling you about right now, they're telling you about Syria. It's a lie. They're telling you about Ukraine and Russia. It's a lie. They're telling you whatever they're telling you about foreign policy is always a lie. Simple as that. You can argue with me. But why is it that 5 years later, people always come back to those who are like me, who tell them they're being had, and they're like, no, you're not, Garland. You're just a supporter of fill in the blank, Saddam Hussein, Putin, whoever they don't like now. And 5 years later, they always come back and say, you know, Garland, I'm shocked, but they were lying to us about the latest war. And I'm like, yeah, think. Oh, what do you know? Wouldn't it have been easier if you just figured that out 5 years ago? But apparently not. So here's what we're going to do. Because this is critical. This is important. Here's what we are trying to do. We are trying to put ourselves in a position where we got a roof over our studio's head, and we got sound coming through the horn so you can listen to it. And what we're going to do is, I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. And that number is the number that you'll call, and there are people standing by there, and you can donate and help keep us online. Steve is in College Park, is already up in the mix. Thank you very much, Steve in College Park, already in the mix, right? So here's what we need to do. We got a long way to go to hit our goal, and it's very important. I mean, I know you, there are those who like the show, enjoy the show. And please, we need you to give what you can. If you can give $25, if you can give $5, whatever, it's very important. But I always like to remind people that listening to this show, you and I know good and well that there's people listening right now, you know who you are, who are loaded, who could give $500, who could give $1,000, who could give $5,000 or $10,000. It wouldn't matter. There's people, I guarantee there's people listening right now, if they wrote a check for $10,000, it wouldn't mean nothing. They wouldn't even know it was gone. It would just be a consideration. And might I add, it would be a very nice consideration, because it's almost tax time. That's right, the tax man's coming, and you need tax deductions. And what better way to get some nice tax deductions at the end of the year than donating to WPFW 89.3 FM. So if you can afford $25 or $50 or $100, whatever, that's very, very highly appreciated. And for those out there who really can afford it, you know who you are, who can give $200, who can give $500, who can give $1,000 and more, I certainly appreciate those who do that. And don't forget, as I said, it's we got end of the year coming up here, and you need tax deductions. So You can go a number of ways. You can go to WPFWFM.org and you can donate on the donate button. Right now, we got people standing by, 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. So I'm going to put a mix on now. My main man, Kalia, is going to put my mix on now. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to have some nice house music and a little bit of fun. And then, please, while the music's playing, 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. That's the number to call. We're going to play our mix. And we're going now. I got to answer the phone because I know they're calling in right now. Thank you very much. Let's roll.
Just trying to pass. Am I in your way? Am I not at all? This is a journey into sound.
Hey, Garland Nixon here. Don't forget, the number is 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. We are in Fun Drive. I want to thank Steve from College Park. He's got things going, but we need a lot more. We have a lot of people out there who are kind of chilling out, I guess, shaking their heads, maybe listening to the music a little bit, listen to the mix a little bit. But please call now, 202-588-9739. Let's get in the holiday spirits, and let's keep WPFW going loud and on the air.
into the hands of the law. I guess they think that I'm not good enough for you. I can tell the way they act and their attitudes.
Nixon back here, and I want to thank everybody right now. We've already got, we're halfway. Guess what? We are halfway to our goal. The number is 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739. Let's get in the holiday spirit, and not only the holiday spirit, look, the tax man cometh, the IRS man cometh for you, and you certainly want to be able to say that you've donated to charitable, your charitable contributions, and in particular to WPFW 89.3 FM right now. So 202-588-9739 at the end of the year. As let me tell you, oh my gosh, I'm in the studio. We got stuff all over the place. We're moving. We got equipment moving. We're doing everything we can to get our move as quick as possible. And needless to say, it takes a lot of funds to do that stuff. You know, I mean, it's really, think about it. This is a 50,000 watt station in Washington, D.C. Understand this, knowing what it costs for rent or mortgage in Washington, D.C., if you are talking about commercial real estate, if you're about talking about commercial space for a radio station, trust me when I tell you this, the numbers would make you cry. So hopefully, well, not just hopefully, we have no doubt here at WPFW that we're going to get calls. Thank you for Steve from College Park. Anonymous says, thanks for setting the vibe for the holiday week in Beltsville. We also got Anonymous in Falls Church, Virginia. Thank you very much. And you too, get your name up there, even if it's just Anonymous. Anonymous always hooks us up. 202-588-9739. Also, you can Cash App, $ WPFWFM. And you can even text us now, just WPFWFM to 801-801. How about that? So thank you very much. And I appreciate the people that are making their move. We got a few more minutes to go. And I understand the bill just went through, so there won't be a shutdown. That's good news. You know, one of the things that's interesting is, and you know, again, I'm going to bring this up. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. I don't like the Democrats and I don't like the Republicans. So now the Republicans are in, right? And to those who think that now, oh boy, the Republicans are in, we got it made, Trump's in, bad news for you. I'm not going to say that there's not some things they're going to do different. Certainly. They might do something that's okay, good, bad, or indifferent. That I can't speak for. We'll find out when they get in. But I can tell you what happens now. This is the way it works. All right. This is the way it works. And I will end it with this. And you know, when I talk about the government, I'm going to end. It's going to end with this. You get screwed. So here's what's going to happen. So for the past 20 years, I actually talked to a guy who is a Dr. Jack Rasmus. I interviewed Dr. Jack Rasmus out there at Mount St. Mary's College in California. And basically, he put the numbers together and he's like, look, Garland, since 2020, when George W. Bush came in, we've done about $16 trillion in tax cuts for the wealthy and tax cuts for the corporations. We've done about another $16 trillion in war and various things related to war. So that's about $32 trillion. Now, at 2000, the national debt was like $5 trillion, somewhere between $5 and $7 trillion. In other words, here's what I'm saying. The national debt ought to be the same or close to it, but it ain't. It's like $36, $7 trillion. Why? The money that they spent for war and the money that they spent for tax cuts for the rich is where all of the debt came from. Now I'm going to get to what the Republicans are going to do. And this is the way it works. And this is where you get the shaft. They're going to come in and they're going to say, you know, we've been overspending. We got to be responsible. We have to tighten up our belts. Now, keep in mind that $16 trillion went to tax cuts for the rich and the corporations. So the billionaires and the rich people all got $16 trillion. The other $16 trillion for war went to, you name it, Lockheed Martin, you know, whatever, Raytheon, General Dynamics. Okay, so again, rich corporations got there. It's the $32 trillion, the rich folks got it all. You get none of it, they got it all. And now it's time for someone to take a haircut. Now it's time to say we've spent too much and somebody's got to take the spear in the chest. Guess who that is? Do you think it's going to be the military-industrial complex? Do you think it's going to be the billionaires who got all their tax cuts? No. Now they're going to say, we've overspent. This is madness. How can we be so irresponsible? We've got to cut. And the cuts will come from the people who can afford them the least. The cuts will come. How do you think they'll cut? Oh, let's see. They'll cut food stamps. They'll cut programs for the poor. They'll cut education. They'll cut money to fix the roads, all the things that you already were complaining because you weren't getting it. You know how we were like, hey, man, it's a shame our schools are falling apart because of all these wars and because all these tax cuts for the rich. Oh, our roads, oh, our infrastructure, all that kind of stuff, right? And they're going to say, you're right. All that stuff falling apart. And what we've got to do is cut more of that stuff so we can balance the budget. But what you will notice is that the balancing the budget part will never come from those rich folks. They will. So in a nutshell, let me sum it up for you. They spent the last 24 years driving us into the poorhouse and into extreme debt because they gave $32 trillion minimum away to the ruling elite. And now it's time to make up for it because we've been overspending. And they ain't going to say the ruling elite got to give no more. Nope. In fact, they'll give them more tax cuts. What they will now say is, we've spent too much money on the poor and the working class, and you're going to get shafted a second time. Guaranteed. I refer to the Republicans as the austerity monsters. Now the austerity monsters are in, and now they're going to clean your clocks. That's what they're going to do. They're going to take the poor folks, no matter what. And here's the thing about it. This is why I'm independent. You think the Democrats are going to do anything about it? No. They've been in the last 4 years. Did they do it? No. The reason the austerity monsters are in right now is because 4 years of the Democrats doing pretty much nothing. Well, I'll put it like this. Joe Biden said, hey, guess what we're going to do? Elect us and you'll get free community college. After they got elected, you never even heard that again. We'll cut student loans. We're going to do something about student loans. We're going to cut all those student loans. We got to deal with that and forget the student loan payment. Nah, that's gone by the wayside. Oh, I got this. Remember this one? Remember this catchy tune? Hey, you know what we're going to do? There's problems with Obamacare and they need a public option, which is a public option being that means you can choose to buy into Medicare if you want, right? Yes, sirree, you need a public option. You can buy into Medicare. We're going to do that. And they didn't even think about it. And what do? Every time they tried to come up with something that would have benefited you, here's what they said. We can't because the Senate parliamentarian stuff. So we couldn't get, remember this? We couldn't get past the Senate parliamentarian. And I thought, wait a minute. How did the Senate parliamentarian get their job? Oh, that's right. You chose them. So you hire, you know what it's like? It's like me hiring, I don't know, somebody to clean my house. And then somebody says, can you make a business decision? No. Why? Because my house cleaner won't let me. I hired them. And now I'm going to use them as a ragged excuse. Yes, I can't help poor people. I can't go after the Trump tax cuts. I can't do anything. Why? Because the Senate parliamentarian. I was like, I got an idea. You hired him, didn't you? Yeah. If they don't do what you want, perhaps you could fire the Senate parliamentarian and hire one that will. Or if you walked over to the Senate parliamentarian and said, if you don't go along with you, I'm going to fire you. I've been around Washington, D.C. I'm willing to wager that they would make an adjustment on their position. If you said you get fired, if you don't go along with the president, the Senate parliamentarian in the world that we were led to believe had more power than the president of the United States. And here we sit. They did nothing. They didn't keep their. They did something. They started war after genocide after war after war, which they're still doing. And said, hey, we got to send another $60 billion to Ukraine and $20 billion to Taiwan, $10 billion to Israel, blah, blah, blah. People were like, oh, gee, what about us? They're like, screw you. You get nothing. And now the austerity monsters are in. And so now that the Democrats have done their warmongering and lying for 4 years and nothing for the working class, now thanks to them, the austerity monsters are in. They got pummeled mercilessly as they deserved, as bad as they were. The problem is, we're saved. The Republicans are in. Hooray! We're screwed now. So there we go. Things aren't looking good from a political and economic perspective. I'm just trying to say that. And that's why I'm an independent, because these two parties are absolutely something else. All right. Now, let's go. What we need to do, we're just about out of time. So let me remind you here, and that's, we've got five more minutes, okay? Five more minutes. The number is 202-588-9739. We are 50% of the way, thanks to Steve in College Park, Anonymous in Beltsville, and Anonymous in Falls Church. We are halfway to our mark, and we need to get another halfway. So that's what we need to do. Please, 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739. If we could get another $800, it would be great. In fact, I guarantee you there's somebody listening right now that will be their Christmas present. They're going to call and say, all right, Garland, tell you what, I'm going to call 202-588-9739 and just do the $800 myself and get it out of the way. So thank you very much for the person who's about to do that, because I know you're there. And all of the others, please, if you can do 50, 25, 75, whatever you can, it's appreciated. 202-588-9739. Thanks to my main man, Kalia. And of course, the great music of Robin Holden is coming up next. I'm out.
so far. I'm willing to go. Willing to go. I'm willing to go. Yes, I am. I'm willing to go. Willing to go. I'm willing to go. Yeah. Willing to go. Yes, I am. I'm willing to go. Willing to go. I'm willing, willing to go. Willing to go. Willing to go. Go, go, go.
You call my name the way I wish you would. You reach out and touch my heart like no one could. There's something about you, that one thing about you. Can't put my finger on it, it's right there inside you. I love all the things that you do.